build their castles on wishes, with only rainbows for me.
I forgot to play the first one, and then I...
Want to do it now, just for the fun of it? It sounds so good. We're going to rewind. This is what it sounds like to rewind. Ready? Take the... Oh, Harry?
Uh-huh.
We've already changed to other instrument positions.
Ready.
Take the hand of a brand new... I've been in a million bands. Joel knows me since I've had a band called Duck Duck, did really well and low and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had a band called The Shots, and then The Invaders, and then Frank Mori, and Sugar Bullet Jinx, and many others. I probably played in bands with Joel that I don't even know about. But a lot of times when I'm out playing, people are like, oh, are you going to do any Shod songs? And I secretly can say, why, yes, I am. But any Shods fans out there will never recognize this, unless your name is Detention, because this is a deep cut. I'm even going to turn my reverb up for this one.
Everyone turn your reverb up.
Everyone turn reverb up. This is a maximum reverb song.
Well, there's no singing, so it's really just you.
Yeah, you've got to get the reverb.
There is singing, really.
There is singing.
Yeah, they're eyeing. Don't forget the eye.
Thank you.
turning some of our reverb down. Well, then my stir.
I think I just want to be with you. That's what I have next.
Oh, Listening online, WMFO.org.
There could.
In Antarctica right now. Like, man, I was cold, but now I'm feeling all right. I think we're going to do a song called Go, 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 Go. Instead of No, 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 No. Is that true, maybe?
That's what's next in my list.
Tell us about the oldest song in the set.
Well, I was thinking, I came up with this analogy at a rehearsal last week, that if you went up to Bob Dylan, like in his heyday, in the 60s, mid-60s, let's say 65, and he said, Bob, what's that cool song you were playing? He's like, oh, it's an old folk song, you know, from the olden days. And you would expect to hear some cool song from like Woody Guthrie or something, probably from the 30s, right? Everyone in the room would be like, wow, that's cool. Bob Dylan knows the cool, like really old-timey songs. Now let's fast forward to today. It's 2023. What's 30 years ago then?
93
is 30, and then before, then what is 1989?
34 years.
So like if 34 years ago at Bob Dylan's time, that would be like an ancient song, like you'd expect to learn it off sheet music. It wouldn't be a recording, maybe. That's how old this song is that I wrote. So this is like an old folk song.
We found it on a Lomax recording.
Yep. On a Lomax
transcribed
recording.
It.
He found me out in the farmland when I was a broke little boy. And I was singing about having no money. It's called Oh So Broke. I don't think they even had automobiles.
I had a black and white TV.
I think I'll ride my bike today. It's all I really like to do today.
Soda, and every time I go to a show or anything, I bring a can of Moxie and we make someone in the audience drink it. And this is radio, so there's no audience, so I didn't bring the can of Moxie. I haven't seen Joel since before pandemic, and I walk in before he even says hi. He's like, "You brought Moxie, right? Where's the Moxie? Where's the Moxie can? Let's see the Moxie." I'm like, "Oh my god, I forgot I didn't bring the Moxie can." So, but luckily, since I'm 3,000 years old, in some former lifetime, I was in this same studio and I brought a can of Moxie and it's hanging from the ceiling. An actual can of Moxie I brought from the olden days. Look at that.
If only were unopened.
That can of Moxie could have been here from when Mikey D hosted. This is a famous show hosted by Mikey D, this great guy. He was like the Boston music scene, all in one person. He passed away several years ago, and this show is to honor him. That's why I love playing this show. And now the studio forever has a can of Moxie, but I didn't bring a fresh one. Apologies to Joel and to anyone who might want to drink one over the airwaves. It's safer that way.
M-O-X-I-E, I'll take that Moxie.
Lewiston, a dollar to my name.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Deluxe Fiasco. We'll talk to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, here's Learson Peak. Thank you.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
I'm gonna laugh until I cry. I'm gonna look into the sky. I'm gonna fall.
I'm gonna walk till I can.
91.5 WMFO. That was Weird Fear with Good. Nick Crafting gave you Fall, and I started that off with Learson Peak and a nice little instrumental funky track called Rolling in Eden. And look who we have here. We have some Deluxe Fiasco here.
Deluxe.
Not deluxe. Deluxe. Depends. Emphasis on the first syllable.
Whatever you like.
Okay. Well, I do have to, before we talk about anything, thank you for not bringing the Moxie.
Joel is upset, though. Joel is very
okay,
upset.
Okay, well, that's good that Joel's upset. I am very, very thankful.
You would have had to drink it, that's why.
Yeah, okay. No. Mm-mm.
You would have. No.
It sounds like maybe you're familiar with the experience.
Oh, yes.
And then we would have spilled it all over your equipment, and you would have had to wipe off that slimy, sticky, orangey, syrupy Moxie.
It's not orangey.
He's lying. He's trying to get you to drink it.
No, it's not orangey. I liken Moxie to drinking a rum and Coke without the buzz afterwards. That's my take
on
Moxie.
That's accurate.
Yeah, no thanks. I mean,
you can make an alcoholic Moxie if you have a rum and Coke.
And just drink that.
And Jägermeister.
No.
And you can mix a few other things, like the well water at the bottom of the bar.
NyQuil. NyQuil. Yeah. So I just wanted to get that part out of the way. I mean, we're trailing down to the end of the show here. So this is very, very different for you, Scott. So what do you... Describe how this act came together.
Oh, are you familiar with my other works?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Which other works do you know?
Mostly Shod's, but yes.
Oh, okay. every band I've ever been in, I've been writing songs, but usually I keep them a secret. So now they're not a secret.
Oh, okay. But were they always in this kind of vein, or were you writing Shod songs and stuff for your other bands?
Well, that's
or?
The thing. Other bands have an exact thing, like a genre or something. And my songs are everywhere. They're all over the place. And so I just waited until the day came when this seemed appropriate to have this band.
That like sounds like a COVID thing.
No, it started way before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't you release an album that had like 101 songs?
Oh, this secret,
really?
Yeah, right before COVID, there's a 94 track debut greatest hits that's secretly out there somewhere. It's hard to find.
Hmm.
But I had all these songs lying around.
I'm assuming your secret band member has the one copy of it.
I don't know. I don't know if we have one copy.
Hmm.
We were just talking about
it's
we don't have
there.
A CD player
it's in
anymore.
The world.
It's in there.
Nice. So what is it? I'm looking at the clock. With like we have to push this through, unfortunately, because usually we can yammer for a good like 10, 15 minutes, but we don't have that. We have literally 10 minutes left. Hmm. So how can people reach you?
Well, let's see. So far, we just have a Instagram page, Deluxe Fiasco. Very okay. easy to find. That's how they can reach us. Right
I got to say that is a great name for a band like this.
I went through lots of
especially if you're going to find a xylophone player and I mean, if you decide to include a drummer, I mean, it still fits the name and.
Oh, did any xylophone players call while we were playing?
No.
Oh, okay. Here's a list of names I tried out first before I got to Deluxe Fiasco.
Yeah, my eyesight ain't that good.
But you can tell I'm scrolling for hours.
Dang.
This is all the possible names.
Page 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yep.
Double space now. Yep. We're on page 15.
I can still keep scrolling.
I think it kind of came about because we used to play in musicals.
Okay.
And when you're in a pit orchestra for a musical, kind of anything could happen.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have time to super rehearse really well.
Okay.
So every show is like...
A complete
someone
fiasco.
Someone could fall off the stage. Something could fall over.
That hasn't happened yet, has it?
In
this incarnation?
Not with this incarnation. So I think because
I mean it's really easy to blame the band member who that can't be named.
Yes.
I mean. Yeah. It can happen. But so you mentioned another show coming. When's that?
That's Saturday, October 7th at the Plough and Stars in Cambridge.
The Plough and Stars.
Yes.
That is a great place for a group like yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. No complaints there.
Nope.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm sorry to keep this so brief.
We have to be out of the building by midnight?
Yes. All yes. Right. Yes. Right. Then we all turn back into pumpkins overheating in this.
Who don't say strange, the P word yet?
Strange. How do I describe it? Not quite Indian summer yet? Is that the apt description?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm still in summer mode myself. I'm holding on to every last day.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be in summer mode until
October.
Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, I mean, with the weather in New England, it's bound to happen. I mean, last Thanksgiving, it was like almost 65 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. So, no complaining there. And again, thank you for not bringing the Moxie. It's gross. Personal opinion. It does not reflect the rest of the DJs and staff here at On the Tone with Mikey D and WMFO. It is a personal opinion.
I'll get your address and mail you one.
Yes.
Dang.
A whole case.
A whole case of Moxie. I dread that. Now he's definitely going to send it to me. All right. Thank you so much for coming in and playing.
You.
And I can't wait to hear the playback because you did it a different way than we normally do here at On the Town. you know, everything's mic'd and amped, and then you just played live into mics.
We've known Joel for a long time.
As opposed to like plugging things into the board and stuff.
Yes, we wanted to mess with Joel as much as we could. We know he could handle it.
We like the element of danger too.
Okay. The element of fiasco.
Yes.
It's certainly worked. All right, thank you so much for coming in. I'm trying to drag this as long as possible, but wait, I got to sign off. Thank you so much. I'll let you break down your stuff and everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to close out the show this week with a band called Ska Jelly. Song is called Killer Bee. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. Lils will be here. More recorded music, more live music. More great music. Enjoy. I'll see you next time. 91.5 WMFO. Sarcasmo.